Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Stunning numbers coming out of China. China's GDP figures for the first quarter have been released. They show China has seen almost 12% growth.
That's crazy.
It is. It's just amazing. Yeah. But
we would dream of like 7 or 8.
Right. Yeah. But here's the even more startling thing. Inflation in China remained at like 2.2%, which is a very low rate. Explain these numbers to me, BBC Business reporter Juliana Liu. She joins us from Singapore. Good morning.
Hi there. Good morning.
How is this possible? And is it real?
Well, it is real. It is real. I have to say, these numbers look so stunning in part because you're comparing it to a very, very low base from 2009. So that's why the economic activity over the past 12 months compared to January to March of 2009 looks so stunning. And I know that you're talking about inflation, but what to me was so interesting about the report that came out this morning was actually looking at the contribution from consumption, domestic spending. Now, that accounted for 6.2 points to overall growth of nearly 12%. And what's amazing about that is that it's nearly equal to how much investment contributed. And that's stuff like, you know, investment in building roads, construction, housing, the very things that really drove Chinese economic growth for the last three decades. So consumption is up, and that suggests that the government's stimulus package has really been successful in getting people to spend more money. And in the last few days, I've been reading a report from an American economist here in Singapore saying that over the last 12 months, China has contributed twice as much to global consumer demand as the United States.
Wow.
But an economy that is several times more, three times larger.
But here's the thing. I mean, the obvious reaction is going to be, at least from some economists and politicians, that one of the reasons for this growth is that the Chinese are manipulating their currency, which means they get great prices when they sell things to the rest of the world.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly a debate that's been raging here in Asia and specifically in China. And last week I was at an economic forum where the U.S.-China economic relationship was really very high on the agenda. And the sense there, interestingly, is that the Obama administration has actually played this game very well, that they've actually been able to give Beijing face, to actually put pressure off Beijing just slightly. And the feeling is that has to be returned, that Beijing has to do something about its currency very soon, although the timing of that is, of course, up to China.
I think that people are not exactly imagining that this is going to end in a trade war, but this is an election year in the United States. This is certainly going to add fuel to the fire in terms of disenchantment with the Chinese government and their reluctance so far to do anything about the valuation of the yuan.
Well, what's interesting is that it is actually in China's interest to revalue its currency. I mean, there's a lot of pressure building in China, Chinese economy obviously growing so quickly. The obvious thing is to allow the currency to rise in value along with how well the economy is doing. But the problem is, when you put so much outside pressure on the Chinese government, it's a loss of face. It's difficult to face up to your own constituency, and that's what they are. They do have constituency inside China, and say, yes, you know, we're going to bow to outside pressure and move our currency. It would be something like, the bank, the central bank, or Geithner saying that, you know, oh, sure, you know, you don't like where our dollar is right now, we'll change it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just embarrassing.
So I think Juliana Liu is a BBC business reporter. She joined us from Singapore.